anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. Now, let me tell you, if you're looking for that special treat for your cats, and I've got three of them, then you definitely want to go with Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. They have other products as well, which are also great. But this healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack, your cats are definitely going to fall in love with it. And you can find it at vitacraft.us, walmart.com, or you can find it in your pet stores. Good Pets Food, Supplements, and Treats have teamed up with us here on Talkin' Pets to give you 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Those are treats, supplements for your dogs. Also, don't forget you can listen and watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio right now. You can also hit #250 on your smartphone to listen to the show. You can go to Alexa and say CRN4 tune in, or you can go to TalkinPets.com, the website, and click on Listen Live. But this is Talkin' Pets.
Kitty cats, flitting vampire bats, and elephants of great renown cannot compete or unseat or defeat the canine companion of which I'll speak now. I am a puppy so proud. I love belly rubs, scritches, and barking real loud. No matter how old, no matter how young, I'm a puppy doing bleps with my puppy dog tongue. I am a puppy, I puppy super hard. When I sniff on a walk or patrol in the yard, no matter how young, no matter how old, I'll always be a puppy with a heart of pure gold. Long hair, short hair, smooth coat or fluffy, your truest companion and most loyal buddy, I'm a puppy, a puppy, a puppy.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And this is Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone.
Who's your daddy?
Oh, you're my daddy. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk with you about your pets. So I got to tell you, Jilly, my nephew called me all upset the other day, and
why?
So he was crying because they had to put Zoe, their dog, to sleep. And
Kayla's new dog?
Kayla's brother's dog.
Oh my gosh!
So basically, he was 10 years old, bulldog, and the vets said there were some lesions on his brain, but what was going on with this dog was all of a sudden at 10 years old the dog was playful, mm-hmm. kind of on the, you know, bulldogs aren't exactly the most intelligent breed, and then it started attacking the children. Okay. The kids are young, and now they have a newborn, well, 1 year old now, and my nephew called me up crying and did I do the right thing and so on and so forth. And the dog was geriatric. But the thing is that it's not something they want it to do, but right. in the long run, it's something they had to do.
Well, thank goodness it was safe and humane. Yeah. I mean, up here, people take their animals outside and shoot them, and I just want to freak out when I hear these stories, because I don't find that humane. No. The dog did have a good long life. The lesions on his brain were causing him probably distress, and he was actually going insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think taking him in
and doing the humane thing, which is better, because the dog's going to go crazy. He could hurt one of the children.
He doesn't want to hurt the people.
He
already did snap and bit a little bit Airy, the young girl.
Scared him, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
he doesn't mean to do it. He can't control himself, and he doesn't understand.
Right. Well, I kind of think after some of the descriptions that Ryan was giving me that the dog also may have been experiencing CCD. You know what that is, right? Canine cognitive dysfunction disorder.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's like the same thing as Alzheimer's or dementia in humans. And dogs do go through that. Not all dogs, some dogs.
And certain dementias with humans can make them a little bit violent.
My sister-in-law has dementia and Alzheimer's.
I just saw my father who has dementia.
And so they do get violent. Yeah, same thing with pets. And the problem is with that is that when there's children involved at all times, you know, you got to be very careful. And for the dog to be attacking the children. And I told Ryan, I said, you know, it's something that's hard to do, but it's something that you had to do because you want to protect your children. But then also you also want to take into effect, you take the dog out to the yard and you let him run around a little bit. If another child's out in somebody's yard or there's a neighbor out or something of that and bites that child, you're totally open to a lawsuit.
Yeah. Yep.
And he loves Zoe. They all love Zoe. But there was already some ailments with the dog. But again, if it's CCD and the dog does have like Alzheimer's or dementia, then you know there's issues with that.
Yeah.
And there's not a medicine that you can take for that. Mm-hmm. And the vet said too, the lesions are not going to go away. They're only going to get worse. Yeah. So
it's hard losing someone or something you love, you know.
I have seen this happen before with older dogs, and had to put them down. It was a large dog, a Rottweiler, a German Shepherd, a Doberman, you know, for goodness sakes, a Giant Schnauzer, you know, a Mastiff, and you know that, like Cujo, but. You're doing the humane thing, and it's under a controlled atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Be with the dog. Yeah. I hope that he was with the dog when the dog went down and held him.
The dog knew
that he loved him and that he was.
He laid on the floor with him, and the vet gave and I said, you know, and I kind of wonder sometimes, you know, that they do it for animals, and they put a dog to sleep so there's no pain. They basically just doze off. And that's it. And I kind of wonder in the human world why we don't have that option. I mean, we did have Kevorkian at one time, but,
It's becoming, there are many states now that are allowing it, and certain countries you can go to that will allow it. And it's going to become more widespread. I think you'll see a lot more in the next 10 years or so that your choices of choosing, if you are in pain and you are dying, you're going to be able to make choices for yourself. I believe that that certain things are coming into fruition now. It can't not. It has to move forward with, you know, humanity and how things need to be dealt with.
We definitely live in a totally different world now than we ever have ever.
Because I've always had that choice. You know, how long have we been besties, and you have seen me lose many a child, as my dogs are my children.
Right.
And my vet always comes to my home. It is very peaceful. It is wonderful.
And that's great when a veterinarian will come to your home.
It's either a cancer issue or it's an old age issue, but, you know, I make sure that they're comfortable and it's a beautiful experience. And then, you know, whenever I can, I usually also drive them to the crematorium and then pick them up.
It's probably taught you a lot about the grieving process, too, huh?
It helps with the grieving process completely because you're aware of it.
You know, it just makes me, you know, we're all animals on this planet. You know, we're called humans, our dogs, and we have cats and all kinds of monkeys and everything else on this planet. So we all have our own characteristics in the animal world. Granted, we're the top of the ladder, as they say, because we're supposed to be the most intelligent. I question that for many reasons.
About that.
But the thing is that, I mean, we take the authoritative stance to put our dogs or our cats or whatever to sleep, and, you know, with the help of a veterinarian and all, and peacefully put them to sleep. But as humans, we're supposed to be the most intelligent. We don't have that option, especially when we're at a point where our life is ending. It just bewilders me. But I think when, you know, we always say money runs the world, and where would it be if everybody started putting themselves to sleep and not staying in a hospital and taking medications and paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep you alive for five more days?
Yeah.
Think about it, between that
That's
and humans, or humans and dogs and pets. Mm-hmm. This is Talkin' Pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
The Goodman Mountain Trail, part of the popular Tupper Lake Triad Challenge, will remain closed due to the presence of a bull moose. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation closed the trail on June 6 after hikers reported sightings of a moose at the base of the mountain and later at the summit. But over the past month, the moose has shown no signs of leaving the area, prompting the group of DEC experts to conduct a site visit on July 10th to assess the health of the moose. The group, which included a state wildlife veterinarian, determined that Goodman Mountain's resident moose exhibited unusual behaviors, possibly caused by an underlying illness. The moose remains on or near the trail and doesn't respond to attempts to shoo it away. Based on these observations, the trail will remain temporarily closed to protect the moose and to ensure public safety in the event of a close encounter with hikers. Moose are large members of the deer family and the biggest mammal in New York. A bull can weigh between 600 and 1,200 pounds and stand up to 6 feet tall at its shoulder. Moose move slowly most of the time, but can become aggressive when agitated or startled. In 2018, DEC estimated New York's moose population to be approximately 650 animals. DEC wildlife experts continue to monitor the Goodman Mountain situation closely, and forest rangers will be actively enforcing the trail closure. The trail will reopen only when DEC determines it's safe. Signage is posted at the trailheads and access points. The visitors are urged to seek alternative hiking destinations in the region. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Couple mosquitoes, but as day turns to night, something in the air just ain't right. Off in the distance, you hear rustling, shuffling, huffing and puffing. Kinda sounds like a foghorn getting closer. Time to jog more. Oh boy, is that a caboose? Oh my gosh, there's a moose on the loose. There's a moose on the loose. There's a moose on the loose.
And you're listening to Talking Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Michael Hambrick.
We want to talk to you guys. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. And if you can identify what creature makes this sound, we'll set you up with a prize. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or you can go with Purr Sticks. Those are treats for your cats. You can go with Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Multivitamin, and Hip and Joint Plus. You'll get supplement treats for your dogs. We have a elephant bracelet. We have a keychain for women. It's got on it Dog Mom, and it's made from silly beads from Kayla's Creations. We also have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have books from Chicken Soup for the Soul, one on dogs, one on cats. We also have CDs from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood, and it's about reptiles. And Michael's got, what do you got over there, Michael?
Looks like I got a dog collar for a small dog or petite dog.
Like a chihuahua.
Yeah.
So you can go with those if you can identify this sound.
So peaceful.
I don't know. You listen to that for 24 hours straight, you might not think so. But what creature makes that sound? If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, and you could be a winner and pick out your prize. 818-818-6401, and take a guess. You might be right. 818-818-6401, that's the number to call. You'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. You know, one of the biggest things with dogs, Julie, as you know,
yes,
would be aggressive problems.
Yes.
How would you deal with, you know, some dogs, they'll have food aggression, they'll have aggression towards other dogs, they'll have aggression towards people. Okay, food aggression. Let's take it there. How would you deal with a dog that doesn't like you touching their bowl?
That's a really tough one, but I have dealt with some situations like that. Dogs that have extreme aggression is usually an early sign of, you know, there's something going on wrong in their brain, or they've been mistreated, which can happen to dogs in shelters.
Let me interject something there, because on that track too, what I would say when you mentioned the word shelters, there's also cases where they've shown where if dogs are fed together at shelters, they have to vie for the food. And
correct.
The one that might be submissive doesn't get as much food. So
correct.
When you adopt that dog and bring it home and you are going to touch the food bowl, the dog may be like, nope, this is mine.
Right.
So that could be an instance as well.
Right. And you don't want to punish the dog by taking the food away because it hasn't learned anything. What I've seen happen in certain shelters, and where they will use, you know, a human-looking hand, like a rubber hand, on a long stick, you know,
get
close to the dog. And sometimes they attack the hand, you know, or just get them more comfortable until they aren't attacking the hand and know that it's okay. And that hand may touch the bowl, or that hand may lightly pet them, you know, calming them that it's okay, this is your food, it's completely yours. It's a very dangerous situation if you have children in the house and a kid doesn't think, and they go up to touch the bowl or get too close to the puppy and the puppy's eating and they get bit. So it is something that you would, if I had that situation going, I would bring in a specialist, a dog trainer, for aggression.
Because aggression is tough. I mean, that's one of the toughest things out there for training a dog. Before we continue on that, I want to go to a guess on this animal sound. And it's our girl, Leva, up there in Greenwich, Connecticut. Hey, Leva. How you doing, Leva?
Oh, great. I had an episode where I had to go to ER.
Oh, no. Okay.
For the COPD, but it turned out really good. After when I came home, I felt a lot better.
Good.
And then I had an episode with my cat.
Oh, no.
He had to go to ER. He had water on his lungs and chest. And he seems to be doing okay now, but it's breathing. He's erratic, you know. It's not breathing too good.
We gotta go out to a break, though, Libra, and I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad your cat's okay. Do you want to take a stab at that animal sound?
Are they geese?
Are they geese?
Geeses or goose?
Geeses or gooses?
Gooses or geese.
Sounds like a song.
So, yeah, you could probably make that one into a song, but I don't know. I mean, geeses or gooses?
It's crazy.
Nope, you're wrong.
Oh, wow. Can I take another stab at it later?
Maybe later. We got to go to a break right now. So take another stab at it when we come back. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. We'll be right back.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
The federal government is going to take millions of sterile flies and dump them on Texas in the hopes that they will kill off the species of insect known for laying its flesh-eating larvae in the wounds of warm-blooded animals. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced an upcoming project where it will reportedly breed millions of flies, blast them with radiation to make them sterile, and unleash them on the Texas and Mexico borders in hopes of reducing the population of the New World screwworm and its flesh-eating maggot larvae. The sterile, eradicated male flies will be released in hopes that they will mate with the wild female screwworm flies, in hopes that the female flies will produce unfertilized eggs that don't hatch, ultimately reducing the number of screwworm larvae. The end goal is to see the screwworm population die out in that region. The New World screwworm fly is primarily found in forests and wooded areas, but also seeks hosts, including cattle and horses. Females will typically lay their eggs in the open wounds of live, warm-blooded animals. The maggots, once hatched, burrow into the flesh of the host. Their presence in the wound can potentially kill the animal host. The flies burrow into the body of the host in a screw-like fashion, hence their name. The flies, which are endemic to Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic, and some South American countries, were thought to have been wiped out in 1966. The screwworm can infest humans as well. The Disease Control and Prevention advises that individuals in the affected areas who spend time with livestock, animals, sheep, outdoors, and have an open wound are at greater risk at becoming infested. Because of the fly's infestation method, individuals who have recently had surgery are also at a higher risk of infestation. The U.S. used the sterile fly method to nearly eliminate the screwworm flies between 1962 and 1975. In the decade before the fly program began, the USDA estimated that livestock producers in the Southwest and of the U.S. lost approximately $50 million to $100 million annually in the result of the fly. To facilitate the new version of the fly program, a factory aimed at breeding and producing sterile flies will open in southern Mexico in July. After that, a fly distribution center will be opened in southern Texas to import and distribute the sterile flies throughout the Southwest. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
On August 22nd, a 7-year-old dog named Hennessy was hung from a fence, doused with an accelerant, and set on fire. The authorities have identified 24-year-old Brandon Gerald Smith, the dog's owner, as the killer. Hennessy's death was not quick or painless. After spending 2 days at an animal shelter, a purposeful rescue took the grievously injured Corky mix under its wing. Though she received round-the-clock care from the emergency veterinarian, her widespread burns proved to be fatal. Carrie Lynn Niels, a volunteer with the rescue group, said, "I've never witnessed something that horrific." The rescuers who tried to save her life have dubbed the injured dog Eponine for the strong female character in the play Les Mis. They had hoped she would have the strength to recover from her severe injuries, but their hope was not enough to save her. On September 8th, the rescue group vowed to fight for justice, writing, "Before Hennessy died, The rescue group explained that she had suffered burns on literally every portion of her body. They said every single part of inside her mouth, ears, paws, stomach, back, neck, nose. Suffice to say, the dog suffered greatly before the death released her from the unimaginable pain. Smith's ex-girlfriend, Serena Prentice, is horrified and disgusted by what happened, but she isn't completely surprised. She alleges that Smith was burning birds alive this summer and posting videos of the cruel acts on social media. The heartbroken woman expressed sorrow over Smith's act of cruelty to their pet. I never thought he'd do that to her. He would hurt me, but why her? Brendan Gerald Smith was arrested, and he is facing one felony count each for cruelty to animals and arson of property of another. We need your signature on the petition at www.animalvictory.org to help convince the court that this man deserves the maximum sentence for his charges. Hennessy was an innocent victim who did not deserve the cruelty to which she was subjected. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Michael Hambrick.
You'd be the kind to do something like that, but you did. Cold-hearted. You talk so sweet and your smell, it made me weak, and I fell so fast that I never thought to ask if you were.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. That animal sound is still out there. So if you know what that animal is, pick up the phone and give us a call. Leva took a shot at it. She was incorrect. Sorry, Leva.
Bless her heart.
I can see why she thought these were geese.
Yeah, me too.
But being from Florida, we pretty much know what those are.
Oh, yeah. I think this is one of my phobias, too. I'm pretty sure it is.
And they get their color from shrimp, eating shrimp. So that's where they get their color. And I'm not going to say what color it is. But 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you have a guess. It is not geese, as Leba said. And glad you're okay, Leba. Yes. And I'm glad your kitty's good, too. So... and don't forget, say hello to Oliver, your brother, and also tell Christopher we said hi from Talking Pets, and he needs to come on the show. Mm-hmm. He was from the movie Wolfman. Mm-hmm. So 818-818-6401, that is the number to call, 818-818-6401. You know, that story that Michael just read about Hennessy?
Hennessy.
It's just really sad. I mean, you kind of got to wonder, like, what are people thinking? To do the damage that they do. And, you know, the thing that kills me is that they're not only cruel and should be in jail and never have an animal again, but they're stupid enough to put it on social media.
Yeah.
Oh, and, okay,
and
first
she was surprised
of all,
that it happened.
I disagreed at that to one point.
Yeah.
I just don't think that they should be. Why do we have to pay to feed them and clothe them in jail? Mm. They should not be on this earth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's... And if it was on social media, like you said, why wasn't that dog taken away from him?
You know, it makes me wonder, though, with the social media, you know, when people put acts like that on social media, are they looking for attention? Are they looking for somebody to stop them because maybe they are going to move on to people? And that's
like
usually the...
It is a cry for help.
Yeah.
For a little bit, especially if you put it on social media, you know? I think it is a cry for help, especially when you do put it on social media.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They want to be stopped. So, I mean, I don't know why that dog or why she would have been surprised that
exactly.
that actually
and
happened.
When she left him, why didn't she take the dog?
Right.
Right. Right.
She knew what he was capable of. Or she should have said something to the authorities then. Maybe somebody could have stepped in and maybe Hennessy would still be with us today.
And the thing is, it's like,
foster home.
We all know, too, that not in all couples, but when people break up, marriage or a relationship, sometimes the one person that is the most damaging will attack the animal and will kill the animal or injure the animal to get back at the other person. I mean, we've heard through people that we've had on here through law, animal law, where couples in divorces have literally gone the gamut of fights to get custody of the dogs or the cats or whatever they may have. So, you know, and I think a lot of the tactics are for attention or to hurt the other person. And that's not the world that we're supposed to be living in.
No, it's not.
And it's just getting worse and worse. And I mean, Michael said it before in the beginning part of the show, you know, see something, say something. And that is a good term because more people need to be aware of the fact that you might be doing really, really good, not only for that animal that's being abused, but for people down the road.
Yeah. I mean, it saved that dog, but it saved her. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. I'm thankful to the agencies who have stepped up. I know that we had several in Florida when I used to live there when women were, you know, victims of domestic abuse and they were moved from the homes. You know, they went out to seek help and they were removed from the home with the children and the pets and they were given safe shelter with the pets. That is starting to trickle down in the system now where people know that if a wife leaves with her children because she's being beaten, that guy's going to kill that animal. So they're starting to recognize it. Not everyone is, the actions are not going forward as quickly
but
as they could.
It just kills me, though. I mean, it makes no sense to me how someone can be such an idiot. I mean, not that they're, not what the act that they're doing is bad enough, but then to post it on, like, social media. It's like, how dumb are you? I mean, really. I mean, it's laughable to think to the point that somebody's that stupid. But then again, it's disgusting enough that they would do something like that.
Well, so, I hope people who have been listening to this too also go to, you know, animalvictory.org. I will go every couple of weeks and sign every petition I haven't signed already. And I'll donate if I can. But yeah, it's going to be hard to go there, but go there and look at it and get mad. It'll make people be more aware and they'll take more, they'll, if they see something, they'll be more apt to report it than if you turn a blind eye.
100%.
So, yeah.
Hey, on a lighter note, that animal sound is still out there. We want you to call and take a stab at it and see if you can answer. I mean, what creature makes that sound? We know it's not geese. What is it? They get their color from eating shrimp. They got very long legs. Two of them. And they like to stand on one at a time. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. They're mostly in warm climates, but there has been, two of them have been noticed up north, which is kind of odd.
Really?
Yeah, but this is, well, it's getting so hot out there. I mean, everything's moving everywhere. But the thing is, you know, I was reading this one article, this one thing. Have you heard about salmon poisoning in dogs?
Through raw food?
Yeah, basically through like states that have, or even trout. If you take your dog with you and they run into a stream and grab a salmon or a trout and start eating it, especially in the Pacific Northwest, like Oregon, like whoever is listening.
Yeah,
where it's like the dogs can catch it, you know, from eating fresh caught raw salmon or trout. And it's like a tick-borne disease. And it causes a parasite, like a fluke, a worm-like parasite that infects the fish. And because it's raw, the dogs get it that way. And it causes severe vomiting, bloody diarrhea, and fever. And salmon poisoning can be fatal, especially if it's not treated right away. So if you see your dog with those symptoms and you live by a stream or whatever where there's trout or salmon, and it, you know, and they're eating raw fish, pay attention to that because they could be ingesting that nasty worm. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, I think we're going to go to Carol. So don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Talking Pets. So
tenderly. Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and repay
with
any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com. www.thegamesbegin.com.
Connie Francis. You can't beat Connie Francis. This is one of my favorite songs. And I believe, Jilly, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't this from A Summer of 42?
It might be, but I can't be for sure.
I think it, I'm pretty
but
sure it
is.
But
I love that movie. What a
great movie. Okay.
I grew up with this song, so we used to play it around the house
you,
all the time.
For you.
It's a good song. You go, Connie. She just passed away this week, so... our hearts are dedicated to her and all the great music that she brought out.
Great music.
But we're going to go to...
Carol.
Hey, Carol.
In San Marcos, California. And Carol thinks she knows what this is. Carol.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. Did you like Connie Francis?
I do. I didn't grow up with her, but I like the older music. She's just got a beautiful voice, and it's sad that she's gone, but that is a really nice song, too.
Yeah, she's got, and you know what the weird part is that you're finding now, like, the TikTokers and stuff like that, the people on, the youngsters on social media are falling into older music now.
Oh, that's
it's
cool.
Timeless, it's timeless.
Yeah.
I know, actually, I had the... They like doo-wop, too. Doo-wop is awesome.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And it's nice to see some of this good music come back.
It sure is, with good lyrics.
Yep, 100%. 100%. So what do you think, Carol? What animal is that?
That is a flock of flamingos.
Congratulations. We're very familiar with them here, where we produce the show from. So what do you want to go with? We have the dog book, the cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I've got a CD from Gino Sasani, Water Bowl, Talking Pets.
Oh, go ahead.
I've also got the keychain from Kayla's Creations. It says Dog Mom. I've got the elephant bracelet. The cat treats or the dog treats? What do you think?
Dog treats.
You got those coming out to you. We will ship those to you from Good Pets Foods. And anybody else could check those out if you're looking for supplement treats for your dogs, which are amazing. And Carol, thank you very much. How's your weather there?
It's actually really nice for the season because sometimes July is pretty bad, but we get a nice breeze here in San Marcos, and it keeps it cool and not too cool.
So
we love our heat in California, but not when it gets into the 90s and 100s. Right. That's no good.
But down in your area, though, I think don't you have like the most desirable weather in the country?
I'm going to give a little education about plants. It's called the banana belt. It is the part of the best growing region in our country. Hmm. Unfortunately, our governor won't let us use it for that anymore, but it does make a difference because there's this nice tropical weather that this goes all the way from Arizona border clear up to past LA.
Wow.
I've
lived here in Florida for 40 years now, and I moved here when I was one. I wish. But I've lived here a long time. And so the weather here is great during the winter and the fall and all, but the summers are unbearable. And now with these temperatures going higher and higher, it's just getting too much. My electric bill for the month of June was $300.
Whoa.
Which I thought that, and my house is not that big.
Right.
And I try to keep my air on the higher side because I don't want to pay those exorbitant amounts. But I haven't seen anything other. Realistically, I went to go buy a cucumber in the grocery store the other day. I used to get three for a dollar. They're 99 cents each now.
Oh, yeah. We have the same. I'm sad to hear that there, but California is getting. I've been in California for 45 years, but right here in San Marcos for 34. And it's hard. I am retired, and it's like, am I going to make it?
Yeah. You know, I ask myself that same question all the time. You know, it's like, go ahead.
I don't have air conditioning. I never have, and I've never needed it, but I have this system. I stay up at night, and once the sun goes down and it cools down, I just suck the cool air in and shut it up before the sun comes up.
Mm, yeah.
Perfect. I love
yep.
that.
I know,
up in Pennsylvania, my family never had air conditioning. My dad had one of those units that he built into the wall. They never had to have air conditioning. Now my whole family, my brothers and all, they had to put central air in their homes because it's just been getting so hot. It's affecting everybody. Humans, it's affecting animals, it's infecting our environments. And
right.
for political reasons, political people not to admit that or see it, in my mind, it's disgusting, actually.
I guess I'm going to bring something up. I don't know if it's proper or not, if you can't respond, but they do a lot of seeding here, a lot. I mean, I watch them. They even spray at night. And I'm really on board with our administration right now, but I don't get why people don't understand that they are controlling this weather. It started in Vietnam when they flooded the rice paddies. Mm-hmm. Our government, you know, the army, to kill those, to get rid of their food, instead of attacking the enemy, they just killed the locals. So this has been going on since 1970, and it's extreme. It is extreme. I mean, I literally see checkerboard grids sometimes, and planes that are going straight down to the ground.
Wow.
That is not natural. But it just really bothers me, and our soil samples prove the heavy metals and all the stuff that they put in that.
We're killing ourselves. That's what it comes down to.
We're killing our planet, which is
right.
going to kill all of us.
All of us. Well, Carol, stay on the line. We're going to get your address and ship that out to you. You got the Good Pets Food Treats for Your Dogs coming out. We got to say goodbye for this hour. Thank you, Carol. And
thank you, Carol.
And I totally understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave it at that. Spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. From myself, John Patch.
And Jalen Sidlow.
Michael Hambrick.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. And, to everybody, remember, it's hot out there. Protect yourselves and protect your pets, please.
Please.
They need
please.
It. Yeah. We say goodbye and we'll talk to you again. Same pet time, same pet channel on your favorite radio station. Bye for now.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.